Welcome to the It's
time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You'll listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. Now, when you talk about religious or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy, just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have more balanced life, to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain. Not the kind you see on television like the wife of Atlanta or basketball wife. I'm trying not to put a division line among the peoples, but to unite all people. And the topic of the show is to untouch your disappointment. And the scripture that we will come from is Job chapter 42. But right now, I would like to open up with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to let go all the hurt and the pain. If we just can't let it go, help us to change how we react to what happened to us in our past. Let us know that the only requirement for us is love. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Give them praise. Come on, don't be stopped. We gon' give them praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater. Nah. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? Right. You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Hey. Ain't no coincidence like rock scissors paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in his prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Level make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power, much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conscious. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah, now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm. First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thong song. Read up on your word too and don't be focused on song. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, yeah, start repeating, yeah, it's the end, yeah, of days. Yeah. Get down, yeah, on your knees, let, yeah, him know that he's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end, of days. Yeah. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Jesus came and died for the whole. Got enough blood for you and also for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Snatch it back, things from the devil, that's what he owes. Even me like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Alpha and Omega, the creator, the final way maker, on top and ungreater. So the Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipotent.
present God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry he can't ignore.
Why you think God Jesus came?
The freedom price we can't afford.
Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is that you can't adore?
And he's the same God of the future, present and day before.
When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores,
don't forget to lead your best unto the Lord, he did more.
Get a Lord, praise him.
Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days.
Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Hey,
go ahead, I get a Lord, praise him.
Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days.
Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. Listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Give Him Praise. And the topic of the show is Unattached, Your Disappointment. And the scripture that we will be coming from is Job chapter 42 and verse 2. And it reads, I have come to know that you are able to do all things, and there is no idea that is unattainable for you. Is to restore something in life. And that's what we need to do, is to restore some things. Taming your temper. If you say, he provoked me or he made me lose my temper, if so, your very words suggest that others are holding the remote control to your emotions. So admit to yourself, I allowed myself to be provoked. Acknowledge to yourself, I chose to overreact. And once you accept the responsibility for your action, you will be better able to change them. Sensible people who see trouble coming avoid it. But an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later. You know, people can sense that it takes real strength to display self-control. And they will respect you more if you do that. Now, I'm not talking about drama-driven people who just live to make somebody miserable. See, those are the negative people. I'm talking about positive people, always having things to say to encourage you. And will not force a person to disobey his conscience. See, a soldier cannot serve in two armies at the same time. Winners and losers. See, winners say it may be difficult, but it's possible, and see the game and see the possibilities and make it happen. Losers say it may be possible, but it's too difficult, and see the problem and let it happen. Every time I turn around, I see kids fighting. I see y'all pain, young people, because there's nobody there to love you. So you can't be two people at the same time. So you become your pain and manifest your weakness as being a strength and hide your love in your pain. See, when you fight over something, you fight with hate. When you fight for something, you fight with love. Those be the goals you achieve, activities you dare let life take away from your dreams. If you must fight, fight for a better you. Not because the one you admire the most didn't see your cry for attention and waiting for their validation to give you the okay to love yourself and be proud of yourself. Instead, they took the strength out of your character and pleasure their own weakness. Because this world didn't get the chance to see them manifest their greatness. So when they look into your eyes, they see their own pain, their hurt and scars. So that's what put in you. Now life became stressful to your aspiration and motivation because they felt like life closed the door of opportunity to believe in yourself. See, now you need to show others how you didn't close the door behind you once you entered success. Only thing you need is an idea to put it in motion in your mind. and the world will see the dream manifest all your greatness. So you must tell self-doubts, I will deliver to you confidence of my relentless to destroy your request for me to give up so easy in life without a fight. See, I came to the conclusion of the matter. Disregard what is confusing my judgment. Begin to act with discretion. And I begin to direct my step, because only I can be displeased with my destination. And only I can add a step in the walk of life. Always remember that the heart has the key to success. Only if the mindset receives all the ingredients. These ingredients say it may be difficult, but it's possible. And see the game and see the possibilities and make it happen. These are not the ingredients. They say it may be possible, but it's too difficult, and see the problem and let it happen. If you want to change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. There are some people who live in a dream world, and there are some who face reality. And then there are those who turn one into the other. So your dreams will never last if you don't persist, and it will not die if you resist to not give up. See, we need God, Holy Spirit, to navigate these problems back on the right track. So you must be able to adapt. And that's what's going to enable you to survive this world broken promise. What you try to do is to reestablish giving people a chance to hold that love in their hand. So your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. See, that inner child in you, what was hurt at a point in your life, where the pain is confusing your judgment, now it is affecting your life. So now you're making choices that hurt in every step in your life. Picking bad relationships, people abusing your body and your mind, and people telling you that you can't make it in this world without them. And nobody wants you. See, the dark individual cannot see your glory. People will introduce an interchange to your wandering mind, and people really care about you. Now, continue fighting off the correctness of your ways. The love starts out a blank sheet of paper. As you fill that blank sheet with decision, action, and experience of life that shape your individuality and personality. See, when you find your purpose, it will stop the pain. It's not the idea that takes hold of the mind. It's the mind that takes hold on the idea. You must imprison anything that contradicts your potential. So many people choose weakness to get out of a task that God has for us. That's why people don't achieve their goals. But not knowing pain is a good thing if you knew how to use it to manifest your greatness. Stop connecting to the blame game, because self-love has no place in your life. So now you're making an excuse with rage, frustration, meanness, emptiness. See, once you find your purpose, you stop your pain. Forgiveness is the starting point of self-love. Tell you this story of this Chinese family. We'll call them the Wu family. This father have a family, a wife, three girls, and a boy. The father seems to be in his 60s. Every night the family have dinner together. They will not start to eat unless the whole family be there. That was their tradition. Over the period of time, the boy reached the late teens year, just like all teens, started hanging out with other teens. Now the relationship with his father began to distance. They had a very close bond, but now the father began to notice a change in his attitude, and the kind of music and television show is being watched with a lot of bad language and violence. So the father and his son began to argue a lot. One night, this particular time, he came home real late. So a little pushing and shoving took place. And the son said, I'm leaving home and I'm not coming back. So the mother tried to convince him not to go, pleading with him. So the son called the same friends he'd been hanging out with to come pick him up. The only thing the father done was look at his child, get into this car, and just ride away. Staring with disbelief and wondering, how is he to forget that we was once were family and the time we shared together? So he moved out over the period of time. The father would just sit outside and stare down the road and look for his son to come back home and daydream about the time he shared with his son as a child. The wife would have to go outside to remind him to come inside to eat. Now, the son had found himself a job, but he would always be thinking about his family, more about his dad. One day, he was at his job. The work he do was dealing with construction work, so he had to put on a safety belt on to keep from falling. This particular day, he forgot to check his equipment to make sure it was secure. When he began to step out onto this beam, he lost his balance. His safety belt was not secure. He fell down about 50 feet to the floor. Miraculously, he didn't die, but he was injured to the point to be confined to a wheelchair. Now, all the friends he was spending all his time with said, we don't have time to see about a cripple. So he had to move back with his family because there was nobody else. Your mother will be trying to help her son by trying to rub his legs to see if he has any feelings in it. The son would yell at her, leave me alone. I want to die. And he would not eat, just cry all the time. The father would always be listening to the things he'd be saying to his mother, how he forgot how to love and forgot how to smile. The father would be in the next room just crying his eyes out. The pain his son was in was unbearable until one day his son was sleeping in the bed. His dad just went, picked him up, carried him outside, put him on the ground, and bent down and told him to get on his back. So the father put his son on his back and started carrying him, telling him to take little steps by little, we can make it. As the father was telling him those things, the boy's feet would be dragging the ground, and he'd be crying and telling his father, stop. But the father would never stop until hours later. Every day the father, he'd get off work, he would go pick his son up out the bed and carry him outside and put him on his back and tell him to take little steps by little, we can make it. As the father was telling him those things, the boy's feet would be dragging the ground, and he'd be crying, telling his father to stop. But the father would never stop until hours later. After months of doing this, the son started taking little steps and willing to fight harder to connect to his father's love. Instead of being frustrated and angry, rage feeling and feeling powerless to change the reaction to the circumstances. But it was even harder to not love what his father expected of him. See, the strength in your character will bring you serenity. One night the family was preparing the table for dinner. The mother looked up. His son was walking out of his room. father had him on his back, was carrying him on his back, saying, take little steps by little, we can make it. The young man unattached to disappointment from his mind. Give others the same benefit of the doubt that you give to yourself. Are these not the things you need to feel love? See, love does not give up. You are the one that God is dependent on to express goodness and godness on the face of this earth. See, when the world does not give you the credit you think you deserve, be loved, because when everything else fails, the power of the name of love will lift you up. The question is, can you stop trying to convince God that you do not deserve the love that God wants you to have? See, God wants you to realize the fullest potential of the goodness that is already in you. We all do it at one time or another. We shut down, shut people out, refuse to budge from our opinion of demands. See, we hold people hostage knowing that they care about us because we are angry or upset with them. Sometimes we make ourselves busy, or so busy, in fact, that we don't have time to address the issue or the feeling or the incident that first led us to withhold our love. See, what you are likely to discover is that there is a hidden fear forcing you to do something you would not like to have done to you. So we need to unattach our disappointment and let go of the hurt that holding ourselves hostage. See, drinking from the cup of bitterness and hate, you can never be satisfied. Don't be so frustrated. You don't get stronger without obstacles. You want to carry the other giant, but you don't want to climb the mountain. The mountains are the obstacles, or the mountain are someone who betrayed you, and you have to find it in your soul to forgive them. That's when character building time. When you see something hard and say to yourself, I'll never get through this debt or relationship, you must find something in you and say, wait a minute. No matter what, I'm bigger than my circumstances. And on the other side of it, you will not be the same person. But you cannot get there or here to show you your ability to keep going. It's not about how many times you can leap forward, but how many times you can bounce back. That will determine your longevity. Obstacles are designed to support your growth. You ask for patience, you're going to get somebody to make you mad. Obstacles are designed to come in your life to make you a better person. They're not designed to stop you. You freeze for a moment, only long enough to figure out your next move. So ask yourself these questions. Who do I want to be known for? And how do I want to be remembered in this situation? What would be said about me in this story? Obstacles show you who you are right now. Sometimes you have to stop and celebrate yourself for growth. To the person you become and not to the person you were. You must learn how to manage your imperfections, so when people come up to you and do things, try to make you lose control, don't let them. Don't let them have that much power over you. Say to yourself, I determine my future, not them. You must love in spite of who they are. So don't let someone else's opinion of you become your reality. If you doesn't get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. So you must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. People say, if I can go back into the past and change time, in reality, you cannot. But realistic, you must go back in time and change your childhood fears, what have been implanted in your mind from someone else's pain, so that you can stop the emotion that's suppressing your joy. See, until you fix your clock in life, you will not be able to press pass to the next level. See, we all have that time in our life we can't let go. If you had a bad experience in life, it may have been somebody said something to you or did something to you, beating on you a lot, sexual abuse. See, every problem that happened when you was a child is interfere with choices and decisions you made. See, you lose sense of self. Life isn't easy to deal with the hurt and the pain that arise when you are a victim of mistreatment. See, uncontrolled anger can cause you to take action that you will regret. If you let yourself be consumed with resentment, you become as helpless as a hooked fish. One of the best ways to deal with troubled feelings is to talk to a person who went through distressing challenges. Confiding is often the first step towards emotion healing. If you can't bear a face-to-face talk, try writing a letter or speak over the phone. But what if the hurt just won't go away? Remember this, although you can't change what happened, you can change your reaction to what happened. Do not let yourself be conquered by the evil, but keep conquering the evil with the good. This is the thing that keeps your heart unlocked so you can live. Your mistake causes you to feel miserable. If so, remember Paul. He was a disciple of Jesus. He said, when I wish to do what is right, what is bad is present with me. So let that be the example and a role model, Paul-like. Read some of these stories in the Bible, and when you say to yourself, if I can't live up to the perfect ideal person, why try at all? Because God's chosen ones had flaws too. Some was fornicators, murderers, adulterers, spreading lies, but they kept fighting off the correctness of their ways. So you may well have been disposed to rage, perhaps because of the influence of family environment or other factors. But what you do with that rage is within your control. The question is, where do you want to be when it comes to your emotions, in the driver's seat or in the passenger seat? Others have learned to control their anger, and so can you. But you didn't have to walk around like a stick of dynamite looking for a fuse. No, how often do you lose your temper? Never, every week, every month, every day? And who is most likely to make you lose your temper? No one, parents, others, schoolmates, siblings? See, drinking from the cup of bitterness and hate, you can never be satisfied until you eliminate hostilities. No, pour out your heart from justice and trials and tribulations. See, the struggle is real. Until you take a journey to self-reflection, it is almost impossible to grow or learn. You must grow from struggling to searching. If the hurt just won't go away, although you can't change what happened, you can change your reaction to what happened. And drinking from the cup of bitterness and hate, you can never be satisfied until you eliminate hostility. So your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. Self-deception. Wallowing in it too long, you lose sight of your right to dream, and dreams aspire to the goals that you created for yourself. You must grow from fear to faith to stop the conflict over control and power of the mind to the ability to successfully position the mind as a key. See, self-acceptance. You must be devoted to transforming to self-love. Identify the weakness. If you don't get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. You must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. See, self-doubts will always be there. Whenever I think about these two words, dedication and dedicated, I think about the missionary, how committed they are, how steadfast and unmovable their hearts. See, we sometimes get these two words mixed up. So when people get married, that's when they think the work is over. But that's when the work starts. The marriage only symbolizes your dedication, being committed and putting in the hard work. That's what shows how much you are dedicated. The reason the missionary fascinates you, see, some of them come from rich backgrounds, never wanted for nothing in life. They went to the best school, had everything given to them. But it was something in them that tell them, don't be selfish. Help those where the need is greatest. I get so puzzled with that great act of love because I've seen people go from nothing to everything, but everything to nothing, and deal with that circumstance. I'm talking about going to places like to Africa, where General Idi Amin, by a dictatorship that caused turmoil for millions and results in many thousands of deaths. Love is the only thing that compels them to leave the comfortable homes. And much self-discipline is needed to take on this assignment. See, love is based on a higher principle. Each day, we have the opportunity to encourage and strengthen our preoccupied heart. Do we want to be like Jonah and run away from your assignment? Or like the missionaries who are contending with obstacles, like the justification from politician chaos, eruption over power and control? See, General Idi Amin did abandon any religion teaching because he thought they were spies, and torture was also coming. See, if you got caught teaching and being a missionary, there was many military roadblocks. Yeah, robbers was coming, especially that night. See, when darkness fell, not one person was to be found out on the street. See, everyone remained at home hoping and often praying that the night would pass without any uninvited visitors, because nightfall greatly increased the risk of assault. They would go out and still do their work. I guess they asked themselves, how can they bend what is in my heart? They truly enjoyed gratifying results. And why can't we over here in the United States take time out of our life and be like the missionary and unattach our disappointment? I was fighting my own war against injustice and violence because society failed to support the weak. No, I began to learn how to defend myself. I thought to myself, stop the war, but I at least try to stop violence, people. But I slowly to gain peace within myself. That's when my breakthrough began. See, being patient with others and being patient with myself and being patient with life, see, patience always pays off. You will meet up with many things that push you into dark and scary places, face first. See, the spirit is always trying to see just how much you will take and how much you can do under as many circumstances as possible. Yes, we always have some basic idea of what to do and what not to do. The process of life is folding and guiding you, pushing you, preparing you for the next part of the process. Life often takes a twist or make a turn that is frightening or confusing. The only way we can know for sure is to be willing to walk through every part of the process. So when you are overcommitted, it is a sign that there is a deficient of self-value, of self-worth, and self-esteem. Just for today, be devoted to examine and acknowledging how to acknowledge and clean up the little things create so much a mess in your mind, in your life. It can be little things. You know, somebody didn't take the garbage out. Somebody left a dish on the countertop. So each of us must face that moment in our life called the breakdown moment. This is the time when you must stand toe-to-toe, eyeball to eyeball, with the very thing you have tried desperately to avoid. See, your excuse failed because that is what life is demanding of you. Please be advised that there will be situations where you do and give your best, your all, with the best intention. And what you get in return is crap. What did I do wrong? That kind of doubt eats away at your heart, mind, and spirit. The kind that makes you feel stupid, valueless, and worthless. When you are the light, you cannot complain about the darkness. Only thing you can do is shine. Just because darkness does not mean you are not doing what you are supposed to be doing. Never lie. Never allow what you are looking at to determine you believe what you believe. And never allow what you can see with your eye to lure you into the belief that there is nothing more. Now, always allow the spirit to teach you beneath the surface. It is there that you will see and know the truth. Until you can see yourself, everything you see in the outer world has an inner meaning. There is a cause which you live to fulfill. Until you focus, we can always be fooled by the appearance. If you behave yourself into a situation, you must behave yourself out of it. Take the most pleasant memories of it into the next experience. When you are appreciative, you get more to appreciate. And stop connecting to the blame game, because self-love has no place in your life. So now you make an excuse with rage, frustration, meanness, and emptiness. See, once you find your purpose, you stop the pain. And forgiveness is the starting point of self-love. You can take your walk of faith to the height of your greatest potential. So many people choose weakness to get out of a test that God has for us. Until you fix your clock in life, you will not be able to press past to the next level. Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let go of things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. See, the mind is a vicious cycle. Disappointment and pain allow fear to destroy your love. One reason is because we allow other people's pain to become your life. You accept the responsibility to live up to their weakness. You can't be two people at the same time, so you manifest their weakness as a strength, only to prove how desperately you are misguided. Isn't it amazing that we go to so many dark places to find the light, what we always had inside of us? Stop trying to run away from yourself, because you cannot. You must monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. The starting point to take back your control is to put back the love that somebody took out of you. And how you begin is by creating a relationship with God and forgive whoever was not understanding of your kind heart. Obviously, we jeopardize our greatness because we are afraid to step into our dream and take on the voices we hear in our head. People saying, you can't do it, you're not good enough, and you don't belong here. Until you break up with doubts, you will not unattach your disappointments. But right now, after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You'll listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
There will be marching with our song. So we'll be singing. So we'll be gathering. We're in the west.
morning. We in the north.
They will be marching. We're down south. They will be singing in the east. They will be gathering in the west. They will be shouting in the north. They will be marching. We're down south. They will be singing.
Every day that this world changed. Why can't we come together in the 229? There's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. Why can't we come together in the 229? There's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. See, this a cold world that we living in. In this a cold world that we trying to take. We gotta make it home. We gotta change our life. We gotta do it for the good and the bad, home.
It's people out in prison, every day they fighting charges. It's soldiers in the army, every day they fighting war.
No.
My people's in the hospital, every day they fighting pain. My people's in the nursing home, don't even know their name. We raping, we robbing, we stealing and killing. Drugs on every corner. Tell me who can I turn to? I'm speaking to the 229. Let's stop the violence. Them 45s and them AKs. Let's put them guns away.
They
put them
up. Be marching. We're down south.
So they will be.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Marching. Now, we accept all genre of music, gospel, hip hop, pop rock, R&B, country, etc. We are hip hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. Upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. if we have, if you want to call in and participate with the topic on the show, you can call us at 213-559-2995 and smash 1 to participate. But right longer now, I have 954-304 on the line. State your name and where you're calling in from.
Hi again, my name is Arielle, and I'm calling from South Florida.
How you doing, Arielle?
I'm just calling and listening to another beautiful message from you again, and I just wanted to learn something new today, you know? There's always something to learn.
Is there anything you would like to add on to the topic? Is there something that experience that you know that you went through this following week or two that you can share to somebody to help somebody out, you know?
Let me see. Well, I would say I remember the last time I spoke to you, you know, you told me that there's really no purpose in allowing somebody who curses and things like that to be, you know, around. You shouldn't let someone who curses, like, come in your, you know, life and mess up your atmosphere and be around you. And you know, before I was kind of thinking, well, I think it would be a little bit too selfish if I decide to criticize someone and say I'm not going to let them in because they curse and stuff like that. But, you know, I feel like the devil's a liar, and what really happened, and it all played out where it was the guy who I was talking to who cursed and all that stuff, at the end of the day, it was like he really, he's like, it's almost as if it became very annoying just hearing him always cursing and stuff like that, and, you know, and that was it. It just felt like that was it, last straw, and I didn't want to be with him. I felt like I wasted my time with him, you know. You know, at my school, I felt like I wasted my time with him, and I really wish I never went with him when I think about it, you know. It's just like, ugh, makes me, like, sick when I think about it. But... yeah, so I learned a lesson, and, like, you know, I feel like God, his love is in us, and his love is very strong, and it's powerful, and it's not a love that's weak. So we shouldn't really be afraid to say, you know, we don't want you, I mean, to be around, you know, we shouldn't be afraid to, like, you know, try to deny anything like that. Like, because I remember I went on the bus, or when I was at a bus stop, this lady, she came, and she was saying how she don't like guys, and she likes, so I asked her, you know, if she's gay, so she's bi. And, but before that, I remember she, because I was talking to this other guy, and this guy thought she was looking, you know, and she said she's not interested in guys or boys or whatever. And then she was like, me and her was, like, talking at the bus and stuff. And then we went on the bus. She asked for my number. And I'm like, okay, something feels kind of weird about this because I don't know any girl who just asks for another person's number. So after I gave her my number, I asked her, are you gay? She's like, no, I'm bi. I'm like, well, I'm not gay, and I have a boyfriend, and, you know, I don't like girls. She's like, oh, it's okay. You know, and I was asking if she does hair or anything. But it's like, basically, it's like, as I went on her, I took her phone, I took my number off from the phone. I just feel like, you know, just to prevent you from getting into different temptation obstacles, it's very important that you always try to not allow, allow something that can tempt you. Because I feel like oftentimes that will try to use another person, and he does it in a tricky way where it's like you don't really know. But the only way you know is if you listen to the spirit that's in you. So while I was with the guy, it was like my spirit inside me felt very like like annoyed and tired of it, and I felt like very like it was like my spirit was complaining. It was like every day it got to a point where like I couldn't take anymore. You know?
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about something you were saying that you didn't feel right with the bar friend that you had met and the thing that he was cursing and carrying on. See, you attach yourself to self love. You got self love about yourself. You got standards that you want to put out there to the universe. And so he really wasn't harmonizing with your atmosphere. You know, he wasn't fitting inside your world.
Yeah, exactly. Something wasn't right.
He would cause a chaos in your world. Where you seeking peace, he was seeking to destroy. And the thing is, once you attach yourself to self love, and you have love for yourself within yourself, you will stop connecting to the blame game and finding excuses with yourself and with rage and frustration and meanness, because those that would happen to a lot of people in life. They doesn't have self-love in their life, so they accept certain things to validate them. And the thing that they're looking for to validate them is all the wrong thing. It's they hurt and they pain in their life, and they try to find comfort in their pain. And we need to stop and let go all of this pain that we have inside ourselves. Then we can recognize, once we unleash the pain, we can recognize what was, you know, put in us instead of what was done to us. And a lot of people connect themselves to the blame game dealing with a lot of those type of things. When you say this friend that was on the bus, she say she asked you for a number, and she say she
yeah, something didn't. So I decided to get my number off of her phone, you know. But the thing about it, I think as you age, is like your mind changes, you know. Being an adult and you're getting to be like a grown woman, you know. You're no longer you. It's like it's almost as if you know about the little things. You know what to do and what not to do. And I was feeling kind of annoyed, because I was like, to tell you the truth, I do like to talk to everybody. I really cannot. I don't think in a way where it's like I judge someone, because I know God didn't give us the spirit to judge anyone. But it's like I just feel like I don't know. I just
you're
love being around
person.
Other people.
I understand that you're a people person. It's nothing
yeah,
wrong
so
with you gonna have to be able to communicate with people if you.
Yeah, I do want to communicate, especially for like, especially when I have a lot of goals and dreams I want to do, and things like that. I do like being around people, all kinds of people. But the thing about it is, all that cursing and stuff like that, it's almost as if the person sounded like they were my enemy, because they don't know that the more they're cursing, it's almost as if they're cursing my life away. You know?
Mm. You know,
because they're not cursing in your life, but I feel like it's just sin they're just throwing out there, and you have to try to find yourself. You have to clean it up, clean the sin, you know, that they just try to throw at you. You know? And then after I broke up with him, it just felt like it almost felt like me and him weren't friends. It almost felt like we didn't like each other. Like, it's the same thing that you said, like, it's like, it's almost as if we didn't have peace. Like, it was very weird.
Yeah, because, you know,
it was like he didn't like me, like, because I was a Christian or, I don't know.
Well, he saw that you had some strong, you had some standards in your life. And that you wanted to connect to whatever you love to do. You say you have career, you have goals you want to achieve, things you want to achieve in your life, you know. And you're trying to connect to those things that you love to do, and you're fighting harder to connect to those things. And he saw he seen that in you. So you know, he didn't want you to reach your goal, because he got that negative. He wanted a negative.
He got that negative spirit.
They got a negative spirit.
I could tell he had a negative spirit. And I also could tell that it was like it was so weird. Like, when I was with him, he was very, like, how do you say, rough. Like, it was like he would play with you very hard, like, trying to act like, you know, like he was so bad. And then it's like he grabs your arm. I don't know. It's something did not seem right to me.
He was handling you too rough, as he's cursing, as he's saying the N-word,
things that I don't even want to hear. I don't even need to hear. And then, like, he talks like that, and he doesn't mean anything, but it was very annoying. It's like, oh, my God. It's, like, exhausting. And then, as I'm sitting beside him, and I said something like, you know, I'm a Christian, I don't do that. It's like, it felt like he didn't understand, and it felt, and then the two other people who were sitting beside him, it felt like, I felt like almost as if, like, I was, like, far away from them. Like, I couldn't even explain myself. It felt like it was, like, a world of confusion completely. Like, it felt like I didn't have nothing to do with them. I felt like I didn't, like, you know. So
you didn't feel like you didn't see him because once you find your purpose, you would stop the pain in your life. And the strength in your character would bring you serenity in your life. And he saw that you had a strength in your character. That's what you're growing and manifesting to is your strength. You like you said, you was growing up, you used to make decisions where, you know, you didn't make clear decisions in your past, but now you're growing up and you mature into a real woman.
When I was younger, I feel like, you know, we could make friends with anybody, even, you know, even you curse, whatever. And I always thought that it didn't really affect me that much. But I guess at the age that we are now, I guess it's because the devil comes at you really hard now. You know, we're fighting a battle of welfare. So, of course, he wants to destroy us. So it's almost as if it's like the devil's getting tired of you now. So it's like he uses anybody, and anybody who's not fully in Christ, he'll just use them. And it was like, you know, it's like...
I hate to cut you off, and it's been like I say, we're coming to the top of the hour. I'm enjoying the conversation. Could this be a 2B continued to next week and stuff like that? Call back in, and, you know, and stuff like that. We're at the top of the hour. You know, we're gonna start on time and trying to finish on time. But I want to close out. I just want to say I want to thank you for calling in and participating.
You're welcome.
And stuff like that. We're at the top of the hour. Time don't flew by me so fast here. But I'm going to close out with a prayer, you know. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask you to keep helping us to put up a good fight, to keep all the bad people's spirit out of our life so that we can grow and manifest the positive outlook in our future. Only through your Holy Spirit that we will be able to obtain all these things. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all have a great afternoon. This will bring us to the end of the show. See y'all next week.